Exploring the Key Elements of Computational Thinking, Part 2. In Exploring the Key Elements of Computational Thinking, Part 1, we dissected the elements of investigation and decomposition and gained insights into how CT breaks down complexities, setting the foundation for deepened understanding. In Part 2, our focus will be on the subsequent elements of CT: pattern recognition, abstraction, and logic design. Join us as we continue our quest, unveiling how these pivotal components further amplify CT's transformative power in the AEC industry and beyond. Pattern recognition. Pattern recognition is the third key element of computational thinking. Its essence lies in the art of discerning commonalities or recurring sequences scattered across datasets. With the ever-expanding vastness of data in today's digital age, especially when much of it is complex or unstructured, pattern recognition is the guiding light that helps streamline the process. It brings order to chaos, enabling data categorization, streamlined processing, and an intuitive resolution of information. One of the marvels of recognizing patterns is its ability to unveil hidden trends or relationships, often concealed beneath layers of data, thereby setting the stage for richer, more informed solutions. To paint a clearer picture, let's delve into the world of chess. For novices, the game might appear as a simple sequence of piece movements on a checkered board. However, the deeper layers emerge with mastery. Veteran players, with their years of experience, possess the keen ability to detect recurring patterns in the board configurations. They're adept at identifying tactical patterns like forks, pins, and discovered attacks, memories of past games that inform their present strategies. This kind of recognition is not just confined to the chessboard. It mirrors how professionals, like engineers, spot and leverage established solutions to tackle repetitive challenges. Recall our sandwich-making journey from Part 2, which offers another tangible glimpse into the world of pattern recognition. In our quest to craft the perfect peanut butter and jelly sandwich, we identified a consistent pattern. Both the peanut butter and the jelly used an identical spreading technique. This observation, when viewed through the lens of decomposition, facilitated a comparison of tasks. It allowed us to bridge the sandwich-making subproblems with those we tackled in the past. But pattern recognition doesn't exist in isolation. It often intertwines with other elements of CT, notably abstraction. This harmonious blend aids in discerning similarities and contrasts at an elevated level of understanding, ultimately steering us towards well-rounded solutions. By seamlessly weaving pattern recognition with decomposition and abstraction, and by anchoring our understanding with real-world examples, we come to appreciate its indispensable role in CT. Whether it's problems in daily life or the more intricate puzzles of engineering, pattern recognition equips us with the prowess to spot and harness proven solutions, refining our problem-solving endeavors across diverse scenarios. Abstraction. Abstraction. The next element of computational thinking involves distilling a concept by focusing on its essential features while disregarding extraneous details. This iterative process can be repeated across varying levels of complexity until a context-independent form is achieved, retaining the crux of the concept while shedding unnecessary specifics. One can better grasp the nuances of abstraction by looking at the practical example of subway maps. Imagine staring at a satellite image that encompasses an entire subway system. The sheer detail and abundance of information in such an image could be overwhelming to the point of impracticality for the average commuter. The roads, the intricate twists and turns of every subway line, and the exact topographical layout might seem like an indecipherable maze to an untrained eye. This is where abstraction is most useful. By systematically stripping away layers of non-essential data, what emerges is a sleek, streamlined map. Gone are the convoluted roads and precise geographical nuances. What remains are the subway lines, punctuated by landmarks and pivotal geographical features. Such a map becomes not just a guide, but an intuitive tool, even for those who've never set foot in that city. Reflecting upon our previous discussions in Part 2, abstraction proved instrumental in our culinary journey of constructing the perfect peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Amidst the whirlwind of brands, spread textures, and knife options, abstraction helped us focus on what truly mattered. we honed in on the elemental steps and ingredients, ensuring a foolproof sandwich-making process without the distractions of superfluous details. The potency of abstraction lies in its ability to sharpen our perspective. By delineating the core from the clutter, it gives us a clarity that's indispensable. This clarity, in turn, catalyzes more insightful analyses and efficacious solutions. In the vast maze of complexities that life often throws our way, abstraction serves as our compass, guiding us towards understanding and resolution by shining a spotlight on the essentials. Logic design. In the world of computational thinking, logic design serves as the capstone, pulling all of the pieces together to craft a coherent sequence of actions. It's about taking all the insights, decompositions, patterns, and abstracted ideas and transmuting them into a clear, actionable roadmap. Whether articulated through the structured clarity of pseudocode, the universal language of flowcharts, or the simplicity of natural language algorithms, the primary objective remains constant, ensuring that every step taken is in line with the desired outcome. This roadmap, meticulously charted out, provides teams with a beacon, guiding every decision and every move, ensuring the final product is an embodiment of the initial vision. Included in logic design, acting as its vigilant guardian, is debugging. Far more than a mere afterthought, debugging is the safety net catching any logical inconsistencies that might have slipped through the cracks. Think of it as the rigorous proofreading of a meticulously drafted plan. It ensures that every move is deliberate, every decision is coherent, and every step seamlessly flows from the one before, all while aligning with the overarching objective. But logic design isn't just about cold, hard logic. It's also about application and integration, drawing from all prior steps of computational thinking. With the foundational data collection and rigorous analysis already behind us, and with the essence of our problem already distilled, we approach logic design with a calibrated mindset, attuned to the intricacies of the task we're facing. This is where the rubber meets the road, where all the knowledge amassed is harnessed to achieve the very goal we set out with. Our foray into sandwich making offers a tangible testament to the prowess of logic design. We took the subproblems we unearthed through decomposition and examined their intricacies. Then we arranged them in a harmonious sequence, creating a detailed step-by-step guide to crafting the perfect PB&J sandwich. Logic design is the harmonious culmination of all the elements of computational thinking. It's the last piece of the puzzle, drawing from every prior step and ensuring the resulting solution is not just effective, but harmonious and holistic. Final thoughts. In our quest to unravel the intricacies of computational thinking, we've looked at its key components: investigation, decomposition, pattern recognition, abstraction, and logic design. These elements collectively form the foundation upon which we humans bridge the communication gap with our machine counterparts. Machines excel in executing instructions and performing computations with unparalleled efficiency and accuracy. However, their mechanical nature renders them devoid of the mental agility and contextual understanding inherent in humans. This dichotomy underscores the importance of humans being able to craft clear, concise, and well-defined instructions. This is a skill which can be honed by applying the principles of CT. In the AEC industry, the application of CT is particularly useful. The industry is a multifaceted and rife with complexities that demand a robust approach to problem solving. The real-world examples employed throughout our exploration, such as the meticulous assembly of a PB&J sandwich or the strategic nuances of playing chess, shed light on how the principles of CT can be applied to address challenges, both simple and complex. The synthesis of these CT components equips professionals in the AEC industry with the acumen to discern patterns in vast datasets, deconstruct mammoth projects into manageable tasks, and design logical workflows, all while maintaining an aptitude for abstraction to sieve out the extraneous and focus on the essentials of the task at hand. The integration of computational thinking not only enhances the symbiotic relationship between humans and machines, but also elevates the AEC industry's capacity to address challenges and innovate. It's this harmonious balance of detail and abstraction, of recognizing patterns and designing logic, that holds the key to unlocking boundless possibilities in the intricate dance of human-machine collaboration.